Daf Chav Hey Man Al, we'll start from Daf Chav Dalar Mad Beis. The question was, if you put a lechi in the city, so it helps for the masa and for the rachva. So therefore, in the masa you can carry, and the rachva you can carry. The question is, can you carry from the masa to the rachva, rachva to the masa? So he says, Mechleikus Vach Ravina. One says zasa, one says muta. The one that says muta, because there's nobody living there. The one that says zasa, sometimes there might become people living there, and they might come to carry. A kafa that's more than based on a sign that was not hukul adira and it wants to be mayit, it can be mayit with trees. Trees, it's not a mayit. If you built a stand that's tall 10 and wide 4, it's ksir a mayit. If it's less than 3 tvachim, it's not ksir a mayit. From 3 to 4, Rabbi says it's a mayit, Rabbi says it's not a mayit. Rabbi says it's a mayit because it's out of Torah's lovet. Rabbi says it's not a mayit because it's not a makan dalat and it's not considered choshev. If it was off the wall 4 tvachim and you made a mechitza, it helps. Less than gimel, it doesn't help because it's lovet. 3 to 4, Rabbi says it helps. Rabbi says it doesn't help. Rabbi says it helps because it's out of lovet. Rabbi says it doesn't help since it's not a makam dal. It's not considered choshev. If Shimi learns kula that the machlek is only less than 3, but if it's more than 3, it's zecher going to be good. If he extended the wall and made it less with teat, with mud, and it can stand by itself, it's a meat. If it can't stand by itself, Rabbi says it's a meat. Rabbi says it's not a meat. Rabbi says it's a meat. Now it's standing. Rabbi says it's a meat. Since it can't stand by itself, it's nothing. If it was marchik from the tail 4 and made a mechitza, it helps. Less than 3 or on the edge of the tail, Chizdin Rav Nuna Mechlekes. One says it helps, one says it doesn't help. I'll bring you a raya that Rav Chizdin says it helps because we learned a mechitza on top of mechitza. Rav Chizdin says on Shabbos it helps, but when Nichsager, you want to be kind, it doesn't help. It's not kind. Rav Sheshe says even on Shabbos doesn't help. I'll bring a raya of Chizdin. So it's a raya, then it's a chizda. I'm sorry, I skipped. So again, if it's more than a chizda, one says helps, one says doesn't help. I bring a raya, a chizda said it helps. Because we're in the braisa, so it makes a chizda on top of another chizda. A chizda says b'shabbos, it helps. And it's again, it doesn't help. Rav Sheshe says even b'shabbos doesn't help. So it's a raya. Rav Chizda says, Rav Sheshe has moided to me that if he made a mechitza on the tail, that it helps. Why? Because since he's living in the upper part of the mechitzas, and therefore it works. So the Gemara asks a question. Rabbi Bar Avchana asked, if the mechitzas fell in, the lower ones and the upper ones are still there, wow. Is it speaking about the Mechnisager? That's the case of Yirmi Biror. If Yirmi Biror said in the name of Yehuda, someone who planted a turnip on the ground of a ger and doesn't dig, and another Jew comes and dug a little bit, the second guy's kind, the first guy's not kind because it didn't dig. Why? Because when he put it in, it didn't get better. And it gets better on its own. Elam Ailin and Shabbos, it's considered Mechitza, Anasa B'Shabbos. We learned any Mechitza, it's made on Shabbos, it's B'Shoig Amazin, it's considered Mechitza. So when it says, didn't we learn, Rav Nachman said, Davke, to throw. But the Metatla is also. Rav Nachman said, Davke, amazed it. There's this woman that made a Mechitza, that got Mechitza, but it's again, and this person came and dug a little bit, and Rav Nachman came and gave it to him. So she came and screamed in front of him and said, what should I do? You didn't Machzik like people are Machzik. Ka'afif that has 3 saw, and he covered with a roof. One base saw. Rava says the Avir Kiruya with the airspace that makes it more and it's considered 3 saw. And it's not hook of a deer. Rabzer says the Avir Kiruya doesn't make it more. And let's say Rava and Rabzer, Machlek's Rava Shmuel, because we learned Achsaj, which is the overhang, which just has a roof in a valley. Rav says, Mutatat, the whole thing. Shmuel says, Yinal, Mutatat, Lom, Dal, Damas. Rav says, Lab, Mutatat, the whole thing. We say, Pitikir, Vesoysim, and it closes it up. Shmuel says, Yinal, Mutatat, Lom, Dal, Damas, because we don't say Pitikir, Yorid, Vesoysim. So up to Daf Chaf Hemed Beis, if it's made like an achsaja, you're right. Here we're speaking about he made kirzila, it's like a tent, so you can't say pitikir the soysim, it's a slanted roof. Reb Zera said, I'm made a kafa that's totally open to a chatzah, it's also why, since the avar of the chatzah makes it more than a beis saw. So Reb Zera says, how could the avar that's mutatid, because the chatzah doesn't get also from the kafa, make it also? So Abaye said, who? Like Reb Shimon, that holds, they're all kafa, all chatzers, they're all one shus. So according to Reb Shimon, there is also the Avamaka Bechitzes. The Reb Chizda said, the kafa that's open, melua to a chatzah, the chatzah is mutin, the kafa is asa. Chatzah, why is it? Because it has gefuf, it has edges. Sometimes we find just the opposite, that the edges are on the kafa. Because we say, this, the Avamachitzes makes it more, and this, the Avamachitzes doesn't make it more. Then the Gemara brings down an orchard that was close to the wall of a palace. And the outer wall fell off of the apadna. So Reb Bibi wanted to say, the inner wall. So Papa said, because you come from base Eli, which is Fahak, you're saying something that's Fahak. These mechitzas are meant for the inside, not for the outside. Then the Gemara brings down the story of Abavanka. Abavanka is a tree that has a big shade and big tree, and they used to sit underneath it, that the Rish Glusa had in his orchard. So he came to Rav Huna Bar Chilna, that he wanted to say, make something that tomorrow we should be able to eat bread there. So he went, made kona less than 3 tvachim, a hekev. So Rava came, Shalfini took it out, because he doesn't think this is still fixed. So Rav Papa Rav Huna went, they took it out from underneath it, that Rav Huna shouldn't come and be masakin it tomorrow. So we'll see what the halacha is going to be regarding this tomorrow. This is the end of Daf Chaf Hey.